Hello?
Stephen.
Yes.
Yes, Stephen. Hi, how are you? Mike Lapatino from 99.1 PLR.
We were scheduled to have
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing absolutely great. Let me just get this thing rolling, and we'll take care of this. With me right now, Stephen Percy from, of course, the group Rat. We have history together, you and I. We're both about the same age. And I and you probably don't remember this, but it's amazing how people touch other people's lives. And I've been at PLR now, it's 34 years, so you guys were on tour, and I think it was with Brittany Fox, and maybe Def Leppard. It was the New Haven Coliseum, and it could have been 19. I remember this like it was yesterday. You probably have these kind of experiences all the time. But it was me, you, and Steve Clark from Def Leppard that hung out.
Yeah, I actually remember that, and I think it was around the time, months before he passed.
It was.
I remember that. That was a Rat show, and we had Brittany Fox,
and the New Haven.
Who else opening up?
And you and I, we had a ball. I mean, that guy, Steve, and rest his soul, he was a little guy, and I never saw any person drink as much as this cat did, man. He was something else.
Steve Clark, you mean?
Yeah, Steve Clark. Yeah, no. You and I were fine. I mean, again, we were 30 some odd years younger, but
yeah, right.
but I've been here ever since, and every time I play any music from Rat, I always like to tell my story of stardom and hanging out with you and Steve Clark. It was a lot of fun. Good memories, you know. Good memories.
Yeah, and I remember that. As crazy as it is, you know, I guess that happens when you drive straight, you know.
Trust me, you and I, and that's another thing. Looking at your timeline and everything else, we're a couple of years difference in age. You grew up in California, you know, Southern California. I grew up in New York City, and at the same time, you know, the music was different on either ends of the coast when we were kids. You know, like 10, 11 years old, the Beatles came out, and then there was the surf music on your side. You know, we had the Four Seasons on our side, that kind of thing. And it's funny how music progresses on and eventually becomes universal. But when you got started, like in 77, you know, it was at the start of like the, you know, like the metal years, you know. And if you watch the movie The Dirt, I'm sure you guys got a movie that's probably just like that.
We actually wanted to get involved in something, a project years ago. And, you know, now it's like, okay, well, should we follow through? Yeah, not right now. You know, we still have a final chapter, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been seriously touring since like the 80s, early 80s, right? Or even before that. I mean, you haven't really stopped.
83, we started, you know, venturing out of Los Angeles because, you know, it's like Motley got too big for the britches. We got too big, so, you know, you start opening for like ZZ Top in Arizona or, you know, so and so here. So, yeah, we've been touring since 83. I had my band Mickey Rat in San Diego in 76, 7.
Right.
And you're right. The music trip was a lot different, you know.
And it was the second album out of the cellar that Round and Round came. As a matter of fact, I was watching Family Guy last night, and they had Round and Round in one of the clips.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we okay some of those things left and right.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be choosy, but I mean, you get something like that, and you just go, oh, come on, we got to do that.
Absolutely. You know? And it was one of the episodes where, you know, Peter Griffin was, I don't know what he was doing, but he was dressed as a woman, and it was just, and Round and Round's playing in the back. And this was just last night, and I'm going, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I got to talk to Steven tomorrow. But
perfect. You know, they had him dressed up because of the Milton Berle thing. You know?
Right. Well, that's another thing. Now, a lot of the kids that are listening that are younger than us may not remember Uncle Milty. I mean, Milton Berle was amazing man and broke through so many different barriers in early TV. And to see him on that video is, and he was a funny ass guy too, man. He was so funny.
Yeah, he. I got to tell you, you know, it's a story in my book, and you know, knowledge is that when we went to do that video, he came in there and took control.
No kidding.
I mean, it was like, whoa, you know, let him do his thing. You know, Don Letts, the director, was, Okay, that's Milton. And you know what's great is, I mean, Milton had the balls to have Elvis Presley on his show first before anybody.
Absolutely right. That was the first show I think Elvis appeared on, right? The first national show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like that trivia. So, you know, the connection there was through our manager was his nephew.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Uncle Milty. I'll tell you, the funniest guy. And then from there, I mean, and that got airplay, MTV. That's in the days of MTV it was off the hook, man. I mean.
Yeah, it helped a lot of bands broke through. You can see who you're actually, listening to. And, the weird thing about it is you had to become actors and, et cetera. So we just made it tongue-in-cheek, everything. Yeah. We didn't take it seriously. And, was due to Milton Berle, saying, hey, keep it light, man.
Growing up out in where were you born? Out in, was it Long Beach or out in Southern Cal, right?
Yeah.
Yes, to me, mm-hmm. everybody was that. All my friends that I know that live on California, they all seem like actors anyhow. It's just like in your blood, you know what I mean? So it looked like it came easy for you guys.
No, it didn't actually.
Really?
Even though we were huge on the strip, right behind Motley's strip success, and we were actually, when that signing frenzy went down, they left us out of the equation. We were like kind of the last band to get signed, and one of the biggest, one of our other shows, which is sold out somewhere. Atlantic Records got wind and came to see us and signed us. On the spot.
Yeah, the rest is history. You came out here. I don't know how many times you've been in New Haven. I remember that show at New Haven Coliseum. Fortunately, they tore the place down years ago.
It's interesting. You just hit on something interesting. Not that we would want to tour like we did back in the day or anybody. It really has nothing to do with the age, but it kind of helps when kind of doesn't help. But there's not many places to play anymore. You have a handful of places, and that's it. And summer shows, and that's it.
The theater.
Otherwise, do the theaters or,
I think people are lacking more of those intimate shows. When I say intimate, I'm talking a couple of thousand as opposed to 10,000. Theater that you're playing in Saturday is used to be called the Palace Theater in New Haven, and a great, great venue. You're going to love this venue. Yeah. It closed for many years. It reopened about 8-9 years ago as the College Street Music Hall, and it's an incredible venue. You're going to love this place. It really is.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, we came up with this. It was kind of a tradition for Rat to do these Christmas tours, and we haven't done it in a while, so we decided, okay, let's do it 2019. And, gear up for 2020, which will, have me and Juan, we're going to start writing and demoing stuff next month and try to get a couple of new songs out. We've got tour stuff to be announced for next year. Solo record to work on. We're busy.
What a great way to start off a new decade.
Yeah. 100%. And when we come out there and play, expect all the hits, all the songs. Matter of fact, we could put all of our videos together and make a set list. It's crazy.
Hey, what do you think about the and this is funny because like our parents, when they would go to Vegas, they would see, the Sinatra, Rat Pack and Dean Martin, that kind of stuff. Now
Tom Jones.
Yeah, Tom, yeah, exactly. Yeah, or Elvis. Now it seems as though more and more rock bands are doing residencies out there. Look at Aerosmith. They're out there till June.
Sure.
David Lee's doing stuff.
It's a comfortable, I think it's a comfortable setting. I would like to see Rat tackle that sometime. But, we're still, taking care, we're still repairing some things.
And yeah.
The new band's firing on all cylinders. We're, the band sounding tight, good. And that's Pete Holmes on drums, Jordan Zip guitar, Chris Anders guitars, Juan, and myself. We're going to lay it down. We come out there, it's going to be a big party.
You know who I also met with you back then was the late Robin Crosby. And he was, I remember him just being, first of all, he was huge. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a little guy. I'm 5'7". I mean, this guy's got to be, he was well over 6 feet. And he was.
Yeah, he was 6'4".
But such a nice man, what I remember. And I was sorry to see he pass. That was some time ago, but I was sorry to see.
Yeah,
that.
Well, you know, it's like our manager said a long time ago. You know, this occupation, it's everything people want to make believe it is.
Yeah.
But you know, it's dangerous, colorful, fast, and exciting. But, you know, there's dangerous in there. You know.
Well, you know, I mean, you've had some physical situations with
sure.
I believe it was your knees, right? I mean. Was this because mm-hmm. of your stage presence and jumping around and saying, I mean, did that have anything to do with that?
Oh, yeah, for years yeah. and years, you know. I mean, I busted myself up when I was younger, and they yeah. said, when you're older, you know, you're yeah. going to be a little geeked out. And so sure enough, years later, one knee goes, the second knee goes.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I have to have one knee done twice, and then the kneecap oh. implodes. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you do the best you can, you know. Oh. So I'm a trooper, so, you know, yeah. I just hey. Deal with it and move forward and just make it better. And
man, you lived you know, through the early 80s and the 80s out in L.A., man. I mean, that yeah. right there is an accomplishment. There's not many people around anymore, man, and
yeah,
and you survived.
You know, what's interesting is that part of history will never, ever be repeated. It's almost like the 60s with the right. Doors playing the whiskey and the
yeah.
crowds
oh,
and the
yeah.
kids. You know, on the street. I mean, that whole vibe was, that's what makes the music so, you know, relevant again. People yeah. are like, well, where is all this fun, colorful, cool stuff that we hear about? Oh, it's still here, you know?
It
There's
is.
Still Rat, Motley, you know, Scorpions, whoever, you know?
Yeah, Scorpions, actually, they've been around since the set, over 50 years. A lot of people don't realize
yeah.
it. We've heard of the Scorpions, I don't know, was it? I can't remember the album. But it was in the 80s, and they're apparently coming out with a new album, 2020, and a tour too. So God bless those guys.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I remember Robin turning me on to all these bands, and, you know, late 70s, you know, Scorpions, Priest, Accept, you know, that's when that stuff started really going down, and then boom.
There's an interesting documentary I just saw the other night on Netflix, and you maybe have seen it or are familiar with it, Echoes of Laurel Canyon, which is a different genre of music, more or less, but it was still that magical time of all these incredible musicians living in this area, and movie stars as well. I mean, they talk about, you know, Timothy B. Schmidt living here, and his next-door neighbor was Boris Karloff. It was a crazy
area. Yeah, I've heard good stories about that, you know, that period with the actors and the musicians in the 60s. And they probably had a cool, no, not probably, they had a cool scene.
Yeah, well, definitely a cool scene out there in Southern California. I visit every year I go out and visit. Now, you always rent the car, of course, a convertible. And and drive around that area, Manhattan Beach. You go up to Santa Monica and Malibu and all that stuff, and Laurel Canyon. It's such a magical place. It really is. From a New York, and I'm a New Yorker, you know. So it's you know, it's magic for me to go out there. But hey, you know what?
It's not the same though. You know, it really, really isn't the same, especially for music. It's
well, you and I are very fortunate, being the age that we are. Fortunate. We got to see all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Well, I got to tell you, Rat's keeping it real. We don't use tapes, and we go out there, drive, and make it happen. You know,
we promoted a show with one of the other radio stations that are here. You and Ace Frehley went out. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
It was. We did a couple shows this year. Two shows.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So it was recent. I know you're in Westchester, New York. I remember playing there. And he's good. He's a cool cat. I love Ace, man. He's happening. But it's going to be great to see you guys. It's this coming Saturday night, College Street Music Hall. Steven, you're going to love this venue. I promise you. All right.
Well, we can't, you know, we've been waiting about 4 weeks. I had some other stuff done, and health-wise, back in the saddle, and we're going to go out there and kick some ass.
And you're feeling good, my friend?
Everything's
good. Feeling good. Feeling
100%.
Healthy. You and I, we got to watch out for each other. We're getting to that age, you know.
No, I'm forever 27.
Yeah, you know what? And you know why? It's rock and roll, man. It's rock and
roll.
You
got that right.
Think about your parents, what they were doing when they were in their 60s, all right? I was thinking about they were retired, for God's sakes. I mean, I have no intention of retiring until they throw me out of here. But
no, and there's also been statistics that younger kids these days are more, how do they present it? Listening to heavy metal makes the youth of today much cooler people.
I think so. Absolutely. Absolutely. When people say, you're old, I always respond with two words. Keith Richards. Hey, if that guy can rock like he does, man, he's in his mid to late 70s. Yeah. Hell, we're just getting started.
Sure. I mean, look, music, it's one thing about music. You can do it as long as you want if you're able and you're still creative. I mean, I write all the time, every day. And you can do it as long as you want. And, you know, fortunately for that, you know, we could say when we want to tour, how long, you know.
Which is awesome.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And we're headed that way Saturday. Expect a good kick-ass set.
I'm looking
forward to seeing everybody.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you at College Street Music Hall this coming Saturday night.
I'll get you some swag. There's some cool swag out for the Christmas run.
Yeah, we'll go out and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, there you go.
Or maybe some hot tea.
Or smoothie.
Smoothies, there you go.
Oh, those are the best. But I got to tell you, go to theratpack.com or officialstephenpiercy.com, tour dates, information, and it's time to rat and roll, my friend.
Absolutely, my friend. And I can't wait to see you Saturday night.
Right on, brother.
All right, Stephen. Have a wonderful time. Safe travels, and we'll see you Saturday at College Street Music Hall.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, pal.